Certainly an exciting day for the Edmonton Oilers to acquire Duncan Keith.
Just felt like the Edmonton Oilers right now, it was a good fit, a great fit. Excited to start this new chapter of my career and try to win a cup in Edmonton.
It's always been my goal to be able to stay in Edmonton, and it's just what I've wanted. I've loved my time in Edmonton so far. The team is progressing the way we want it to, and I want to be a part of that. And obviously, the biggest reason I want to stay is I want to win at Edmonton.
Here's McCabe, all the way, scores!
Hello, welcome to the Locked On Oilers podcast for this Wednesday, January 12th. How you doing out there? Enjoying the nice weather after a cold freeze we had here, for many, many weeks. One we haven't had in a very, very long time. But welcome to the Locked On Oilers podcast. I'm your host, Hernan Salas. Of course, I'm from TSN 1260. You can find me on Twitter at HernanTheMan and at Locked On Oilers. And thanks for making Locked On Oilers your first listen every day. We are free and available on all platforms. Today on the podcast, not a lot going on NHL-wise and Oiler-wise. So what we're going to do today is just kind of tee up, give you some practice notes, more COVID news. Second segment, we'll hear from, throughout the podcast, we'll hear from Dave Tippett and Edmonton Oilers captain Connor McDavid on Evander Kane and just this break and all that stuff. And more news on Evander Kane coming out today that might put, it was like a bucket of cold water on all the rumors that were kind of making their rounds yesterday with former NHL referee Tim Peel kind of throwing it out there, but nothing official as of yet. As I said, there was news. We'll get to that in the second segment. We'll also hear from Dave Tippett and Connor McDavid their kind of thoughts on Evander Kane. They didn't really want to get into it because he's officially not an Edmonton Oilers, so you got to understand that. But let's get to some news from today. The Oilers did practice. I don't know if they were off the last 2 days, but there's no media, nothing like that coming. In terms of news, so they practiced with 15 skaters today, and they had the two goalies. Kyle Turris is in COVID protocol. That was announced this morning, so add another player to the list. Now there's only a handful of players left that have not had COVID. Mike Smith, Leon Draisaitl, Mikko Koskinen come to mind as some players that have yet to land on the COVID protocol list. Oilers head coach Dave Tippett did say Kaylor Yamamoto and Slater Cuckoo could come out of COVID protocols tomorrow. That's obviously health permitting. Dave Tippett also mentioned that call-up options are limited because the AHL Condors are dealing with their own COVID issues. Said they were talking about a few players, but then found out they've landed on COVID, on the COVID list. So don't expect any call-ups anytime soon. And the Bakersfield Condors have signed Matt McLeod, Ryan McLeod's older brother, to a PTO. That's interesting. McLeod, from what I'm seeing, he has 30 games in the ECHL this year. He's got 17 points in 30 games. And two years ago, COVID year for the Brampton Beast, he had 8 points in 33 ECHL games. So PTO guy for the Bakersfield Condors. Don't read too much into that, but I just thought I'd throw that in there due to him being Ryan's brother. That is the only reason. Oilers are returned to action, hopefully, on Saturday when they take on the Ottawa Senators. Senators are set to play tomorrow in Calgary. Calgary on their own little losing streak, a three-game losing streak, but they've played some tough teams, so I wouldn't read too much into that. They're not struggling like the Oilers are, but they will play the Senators tomorrow, and then the Senators 8 o'clock puck drop here on Saturday in Edmonton, and the Edmonton Oilers are probably itching to get back here. January 5th is the last game, so definitely tough times. They lost all 5 games on that road trip. Blues, Devils, Islanders, Rangers, and Leafs. So the Oilers reeling. We heard Kenny Holland yesterday. Don't expect the coaching change. Don't expect trades or outside of Evander Kane, which would be a huge addition. Don't get me wrong, but he's going with the patient approach. Some like it, some don't. Some are kind of on the fence, understand it, but say, well, if this team continues to struggle, you got to do something. So we'll wait and see if this team can turn it around. You got to appreciate the GM saying that he believes they're going to start winning. He said those exact words. So hopefully they can. Mike Smith can get on a heater and everybody can just step up their game. The special teams can return kind of to form of what they were in the beginning of the season, because because it did steal them games and it did hide a lot of their issues. Now, this team has to get improved 5-on-5, 100%. Yes, they've had a lot of practice time. They're getting healthier and there's going to be no more excuses. And I don't think excuses are going to fly in this town. So the Oilers got to shape up here, got to get back to playing the way they were and hopefully pick up, you know, a bit of a win streak here. You need 4 or 5 games here in a row to get those point totals up and get start distancing yourself. And it's hard because in the division right now, or if you're looking at the Western Conference, like, it's tight. San Jose continues to win. LA's winning. Anaheim's winning. Calgary's not going anywhere. Vegas is going to be first in the division. Like, no one's going away. Dallas is right there. They have a ton of games in hand on every team, and they're right there. They're only 4 points back. Vancouver's coming. It's time to buck up here, and the Oilers got to turn this around. Absolutely have to turn it around here, and like I mentioned, hopefully it all gets going on Saturday, and then I think they would play again on the following Thursday, so they were going to have more practice time, which is good for this team. Yeah, they're slated to play on January 20th against the Florida Panthers here at home, and then Calgary on that Saturday. So you got to pick up those 2 points against Ottawa, and because your next 2 games are going to be extremely, extremely tough. For your next 4 games that are scheduled, Canucks after those, and then you get the Predators, who are just red hot right now. So the Edmonton Oilers, it's time to get going here. Time to get going here. No more long losing streaks. And you gotta play with a better tempo in their game, and the big boys gotta be the big boys, and the depth guys have to just hold their own, and the goaltending, that's the biggest one for me, has to be better. So Koskinen continues to struggle. Will we see Stuart Skinner? How about Stalock? He's probably way down the road, but he's another option now that he's back with Bakersfield, and we'll see how he does there, and the physicals and all that, and if he's ready to go. So it's not like the Oilers won't have options, but it seems like it's going to be Smith and Koski for the near future. All right, coming up next, we'll get to Evander Kane. More news, not good news. And we'll also hear clips from Dave Tippett and Connor McDavid on Evander Kane. That's all coming up next here on the Locked On Oilers podcast. It's the new year, so that means New Year's resolutions. If yours is about getting fit or eating healthier, make sure you include Built Bar in your plan. Built Bar is a protein bar that tastes like a candy bar, maybe even better than a candy bar. Built Bar makes it easier to stick to your resolution because it tastes so good, you'll want to eat it. Unlike other protein bars, which can be chalky or waxy or taste like a chemical spill, you want to eat healthy, but it just gets so boring. By like week 3, you might be thinking, this is just not worth it. Where's the chocolate? Built Bars are covered in 100% real chocolate. Go to built.com and use promo code LOCKED15 and get 15% off your order. Use promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at built.com. Back here on the Locked On Oilers podcast, how you doing on this Wednesday? The weather's nice. We're getting closer to a game day. Like, man, have we waited a lot, eh? It's just been this damn COVID.
It's some bull crap.
Damn right, it's some bull crap. Like, we need hockey. All right, Evander Kane. There's Tim Peel, the former ref turned insider, tweeted out yesterday that there was a deal coming down and that it was Edmonton, and everybody got all excited. But there was no confirmation from, when I say a legit insider, I mean Pierre LeBrun, Elliot Friedman, Darren Dreger. You know what I mean, right? So, and good on him. He might be right. But today there was interesting news as the NHL has notified teams it is investigating the process of Evander Kane crossing the border from the U.S. into Canada. On December 29th, Kane tested positive for COVID on December 21st and flew to Vancouver on the 29th. In termination notice from San Jose, it was alleged he did not have proper medical clearance. NHL is now doing a full investigation. They also add here, it's likely prevent a Kane signing in the short term as teams await the results. So the issue here is doing a full investigation. He might get suspended again. He's coming off, what, a 20-plus game suspension already. This one might be another lengthy one. We don't know. It might be shorter, so teams are probably going to hold back because you're not going to want to sign him and be like, well, we're not going to have him for another whatever amount of games, right? So this kind of, like I said earlier, I threw a bucket of cold water on all the Evander Kane rumors and things were heating up. So we'll wait and see what the NHL decision is here, how the investigation goes. But there could be another suspension coming for Kane. So maybe Kane will not be signing by the weekend. Kevin Weeks even said today on his Twitter that there he was going to sign, and it was going to come down to just a couple of hours, maybe into the afternoon. But with this this news, that is no longer the case. So now we just wait and see, because I don't see the Oilers signing this guy if he's going to have another lengthy suspension. I don't know. And then just from working at 1260, the feedback on this has kind of been hit and miss. People love what he can bring on the ice, but a lot of people can't get over what he's done off the ice. And that's fair, man. I mean, it's not like this guy's just made one mistake. He's been a plenty. And now you can add this one on top of it. It's not a good look for Evander Kane. We'll see what happens here. Will he sign any team? And if this doesn't go well for him, he's probably not going to play. So I guess we'll never know how close it ever came for the Edmonton Oilers to bring Evander Kane, because watching Chris Johnson on TSN today saying he still believes Edmonton is the top candidate for his services, but we have to wait now for this investigation. And see, how do you feel about Evander Kane? Are you one of those that just think it's okay as long as he plays well on the ice, or does everything he's done off the ice bother you and you don't want to see the Oiler going that route? Because I think that's totally legit, and I understand people that don't want him here. On the flip side, I understand what he brings on the ice, and can he help the top six on this team? Yeah, he can, but it's a sticky situation right now and in every way possible when it comes to the signing of Evander. But we'll wait and see. It's in the NHL's hands now, and I know Tampa, Joe Smith that covers him, said that Tampa Bay was out, so it's down to, I think, maybe two teams. So it's Oilers. I know the other team floating around there was Florida. So, yeah, it's going to be an interesting week when it comes to Evander Kane over to the weekend and next week, and we'll go from there. But as soon as anything breaks on Evander Kane, you know, we'll bring it up on this podcast and break it all down, especially if he does end up signing with the Edmonton Oilers. But today at the pressers after practice, the head coach and the captain were asked about Evander Kane. Here is Connor McDavid on the potential of having Evander Kane as a teammate.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, there's lots of talk going around. You know, I've talked to Kenny. I think that's why everyone likes Kenny so much, is he is such an open book. And, you know, he keeps that open line of communication with his guys. And, you know, for sure, know the situation. And you know, truthfully, I don't think that's a bridge we need to really cross until you know, something is more official. You know, right now it's all speculation, and you know, obviously Evander's an amazing player, and you know, he's had lots of success over the last couple of years, and you know, whatever else is has been going on is not really something that I look into much.
Yeah, it's all speculation right now. It's kind of hard to answer those kind of questions, and I know Connor was asked about five times, and I guess at the end he was just like it's really not. It's kind of pointless because we don't know if he'll be here or not. So I understand that. And he just said, you know, he's what he brings on the ice. Yeah, he's a talented guy. So we'll wait and see and go from there. But didn't want to commit too much to talking about him because he's not here. And you got to respect that. And here is the head coach on Evander Kane.
Well, I think both sides are still doing their due diligence. I know Ken and his staff have talked about it. He mentioned it to me yesterday that they were looking at it. And from what I read, Evander Kane's doing his due diligence about us too, so it's probably premature. I haven't seen him play this year. You know, I've watched him play in the past. He's been a good player, but until everybody does their due diligence, it's mute point for me. Well, I think every single case is different. If we get down the road and we become an option for him, then you do a lot of talking, see where things go. And you analyze it from where the perspective of everything is. If you think he can help your team, you analyze and see if he can help your team. But we're not that far yet. So I'm not jumping into that game yet. We got nine players on the ice today for practice. There's lots more to worry about with our group than whether a player, you know, decides wants to come play for us.
Did he say nine players at practice? I thought it was 15 skaters. Interesting. That's what was tweeted out, so I don't know. It doesn't matter. They're getting bodies back. They're getting healthier. But yeah, what is the likelihood of Evander Kane signing with the Oilers should all this be resolved? The cross-border from U.S. to Canada on December 29th while he tested positive for COVID-19. So where do you stand on this? I know it's a sticky subject for many. And that's totally understandable. This guy's done a lot of wrongdoing off the ice. So where are you with this? Are you kind of just like, hey, man, if he can help, bring him in? Or are you just like, no, everything he, all the baggage he brings off the ice is just not worth it? Let me know. Hit me up on Twitter at HernanTheMan and at Locked On Oilers. Close out the podcast. We'll just get more clips from Dave Tippett and Connor McDavid. Is outside of what I've already told you in terms of news on Evander Kane. Not a lot out there regarding the Edmonton Oilers. So we'll just hear more from, I guess, the top two dogs in the organization, the head coach and the captain. That's all coming up next here on the Locked On Oilers pod. Got beard, get primal. You heard me right. Got beard, get primal. If you or someone you care about has a beard, it needs to get primal. Maybe you're that guy who has never considered the benefits of treating your beard with product. Primal Origin Oils will stop the itch and make your beard look healthy and groomed. Products are free from harmful synthetic ingredients with low impact on our planet. Primal Origin Oils makes balms, oils, and whipped butter that are renowned as the best feeling beard products available. All products are fair trade certified and handcrafted in the USA. The combo kits make a great holiday gift, and if you're shopping for yourself, you'll be glad you did. We know that every company claims to have the best, but Primal Origin Oils challenge you to compare their ingredients and the feel in beard to other products you've used. We promise you will see and feel the difference. Remember, the code Locked On gets you 20% off at primaloriginoils.com. Use the code Locked On at checkout for 20% off. All right, rolling along nicely here on this podcast. Not the most groundbreaking one, that's for sure. But still having some fun. It was good to hear the team speak once again. It's been quite some time here since the Edmonton Oilers have played a game. Just looking forward to Saturday night. Should be a fun one, and a game the Oilers definitely cannot take lightly. Ottawa is a feisty team. They're not as feisty, I don't think, as last year. They're struggling a bit this year, but they can. It's the NHL, man. Yeah, any team can beat any team on any given night, so the Oilers are going to have to be on their A game. That's 100% for sure. But let's hear more from the head coach and Mr. Connor McDavid. Let's go with just, you know, the team hasn't... how's the mentality of the team so far? It's been a long stretch without games, just practice, guys in and out of COVID. Here is the head coach.
A year ago was, oh, you can't get it. Now everybody said, let's get it over with. You know, so it's the guys are in good spirits. Like the guys, I think we had just about maybe three or four guys that not the two optionals. We had everybody show up, and they've had real good skates both days. So we lost Tourist last night is the latest one. So there's a couple guys in the minors that we were talking about, and they're both on the COVID list now too. So we'll slug it through here for a few days. And like I say, if, I think it's Yamamoto and Cuckoo tomorrow. If their tests go right, can add to the group. And then the next day is another two. I think it's Perlini and Bush, I think, the next day. So I didn't ever think I'd get a sheet when the injury report, when you get people available, when the 5 days were available, and then the test, they got to do the testing to make sure they're available. So it's when you're keeping a record of where everybody is and the day that they can come back, hopefully, it's not ideal, but yeah, we'll deal with it.
Perlini and Bouchard. I've lost track. I apologize, but I've lost track on that. So, a lot of players getting healthier for the Edmonton. We'll see what Nuge's status is. I know it was 3-4 weeks, so he's still probably a few weeks away. And you need everybody, especially here. It's going to get super busy for the Edmonton Oilers. Same with Connor McDavid. I mean, a guy that entered COVID protocol, could not play in their last game in Toronto. Been off for a while, and he was just asked, how are the practices going? When you can't really practice because there's so many guys entering and leaving COVID protocol.
I liked it. I actually liked it. I thought the practice was good. You know, we got up and down the ice, battled against each other, which I thought was good, and something that's necessary when, you know, we're only going to play one game in 15 days. So practices are big for us. We got to go hard at each other, play each other, you know, as close to game-like as you can, and get ourselves prepared and ready to go.
As close to game style as we can. I love to hear that. We talked about that last week, that this team sometimes doesn't practice like to play, but I like to hear that. And yeah, you got to make the best of the situation, right? Like if you have 10, 12, 15 guys, go out there and continue to work on your craft and try to get better. And it's all you can do. Every team's going through this, so No one's going to feel sorry for the Edmonton Oilers, so they just got to power through. And I like that answer from Connor McDavid. I truly do. The Oilers started so hot, and it was mainly due to special teams. We all know that. They have fallen off in this last 5 weeks in every aspect of their game. And they're probably not as good as that start, and they're probably not as bad as the slide. But Dave Tippett was just asked, like, how do you go about this with the team that's struggling right now?
Process you're going through. Like, early on, our power play was really driving us. We were outscoring a lot of mistakes. And there was parts of our 5-on-5 game that we needed to improve. Now, it's funny how it goes, because there's good chunks of our 5-on-5 game that I think are better than they were at the start of the year, but the special teams have dropped off a little bit. We can't find that extra goal we need, and that's what it's about. You got to find a way to win those games. Like, instead of winning, we were winning 4-3, 5-4 early in the year. We got to start winning some 2-1, 3-2 games. Right? And that's, I said it before to our group, that this adversity, it's a chunk you want to get by as quick as you can, but ultimately, I think this is adversity that is pushing our game to be better. You know, the details of your game have to be in place. The mistakes have to come out of the game. So, I think we're going to get this going the right way, and we'll be a better team for it. But, you know, it's a challenge getting that, just finding that win. That's a hard win, but you're finding a way to get on top of it rather than behind it. And we've had too many games where we've been behind it lately.
Yeah, yeah. And one win against Ottawa, I don't think is going to calm the masses here. Now, you need the 2 points, so I think most fans will take it. But this team needs to go on a roll. And Florida, Calgary after that, followed by Vancouver, Nashville. So it's the tough games. You need these 2 points against the Ottawa Senators. Connor McDavid, one last one from him. And he was just asked how the body and mind are during this break.
Yeah, I mean, it's frustrating. But lots of teams have gone through it. You know, it's not easy to keep yourself in game shape. Obviously only playing a couple of games here in the last month. So, you know, we're doing the best that we can. And again, these practices are big for us here. You know, we have, I think, 2 more to go before Ottawa, and then 3 more after that before our next one. So, you know, we got to keep ourselves up and ready to go. And like I said, practice hard with each other.
One last one. It's been very negative around this team. And I mean, that's understandable. And these last 5 weeks have been a complete mess. They've won only 3 games since December 1st, 2 of their last 13 special teams. They're not getting a lot of power plays. And that's a lot on the way the Oilers are playing. They're far too perimeter right now. They got to get greasy, and they got to start mucking it up and crashing that net if they want to draw more penalties. The special teams has dipped immensely. I think they've given up a goal in the last 6 or 7 games on the power play. Goaltending has been an issue all year. The decors, in fairness, yes, they did deal with a lot of injuries, so I'll give them a pass in that stretch, but they have to be better when they're all healthy. And up front, you just need more depth. You need more from everybody outside of McDavid and Draisaitl, because those two guys bring it every night. Yeah, and they didn't have the best December either, but it's hard to put anything on them, because where would they be without these two guys? Ooh, it'd be scary. So everybody needs to step it up 120%. In saying that, it has been negative around the team. A lot of noise around trades of firing the coach, and Dave Tippett was asked just on the noise around his team.
I don't listen to that. I've never been on any social media in my life or any of that, so that part of it's easy for me. I'm too old to listen to all that stuff. You know, it's just that part's easy for me. It's just, you go about your business. You know what you're doing. You got to be confident in what you're doing.
All right. That was the head coach of the Edmonton Oilers, Dave Tippett, and the Capitan, Connor McDavid, as they met with the media today. They're back at practice tomorrow. If you didn't hear in the opening, or you just missed it or whatever, Kyle Turris is in COVID protocol. They're expecting, health permitting, to get Yamamoto and who's the other one, guys? Yamamoto and Slater Cuckoo back at practice, and as they prepare for Saturday's game against the Ottawa Senators. So we talked Evander Kane. You can put that on the you can put that on hold for now, as the league is investigating him as he crossed the border while he was positive for COVID-19. So this might get ugly once again. So I think every team that was interested, including the Edmonton Oilers, is just holding off right now to see what the league finds in their investigation and how they punish this player. So for now, that is all on hold. But hit me up on Twitter at HernanTheMan. Don't forget to download and subscribe on your favorite apps for all the latest episodes. I'll have another epi tomorrow. Hopefully we have some more news, some line combinations. Who the hell knows? But it's time to pick it up. Let's go. We're all ready for some game action. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday night. Get outside, go for a walk, enjoy this nice weather, but stay safe. For my producer Juanito on the Locked On Oilers podcast, I am Hernan the Man, talking Los Petroleros. Enjoy your night. Chat tomorrow.